Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, every year millions of people make New Year's resolutions. I'm one of them. But I would have to say a lot of people after the first week forget it. I had about 5 resolutions, and I've only kept to 1. So I've had some success this year. What about you? How about you? Have you made a New Year's resolution that you haven't stuck with? Was your plan to lose weight? Was your plan to get back in shape, get fit again for the new year? It's not too late. It's mid to late January here. You're listening to the show. It's been in the day you're listening. It's not too late, folks. And Jocelyn Shook from First Come Fitness is here to tell us it's certainly not. Jocelyn, welcome to the show. Good to have
you
back.
Good morning. Hi, how are you, Dolores? How are you? Dolly, can you hear me?
Great.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a tunnel, though. Can you move out of that area that you're in so you don't sound like a tunnel? You might be in a bathroom because I know you have little children. You're probably hiding, trying to get away from them.
I am not, but it does sound better.
This is a mother of 4. This is a mother of 4 kids who works full time. She's a physical, physician assistant, fitness guru, fitness expert, and certainly someone who has helped me along my path in the last 8-9 months, I would say, and so motivational. So, okay, are you in another area, hopefully, because I want to hear you really well.
I think so. Do I sound better?
Yes.
Do I sound better? Okay.
Still,
great. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was not in the bathroom, for the record.
She wasn't in the bathroom. All right, get out of the closet. Maybe go into a closet. Sound in a closet for radio sounds really good. All right, so
let's do that.
Let's talk about those New Year's resolutions. How can you help us stick to the plan or get back on plan?
That's great. Great. Thanks. You know, a lot of people set these resolutions, but about 20% of them actually keep them, which is kind of profound. And I think some of the tricks and tips I'm going to give you today are going to help you stick to your New Year's resolution for sure. What are some of your resolutions, Dolly? Do you have something this year?
Well, the one that I stuck to is being a little bit more patient. A little bit more patient. I did have the other one was to get back in shape. I'm slowly doing it. I'm not doing it as I resolved to do at the beginning of the year, but I'm you know, it's not too late. I'm doing something. So,
right.
Yeah, a lot of people I would say are to lose weight or get back in shape. You know, for some people it's not to lose weight; it's get fit, tone, all that stuff. That's me.
Totally. Yeah, the first thing, obviously, is what you just kind of said, is to have a plan, right? So pick out what you want to do and plan out when you're going to do it. A lot of us will say, yeah, I want to lose weight. I want to be healthier. And then they just think about it and don't do anything else. They don't plan out their meals. They don't plan out when they're going to work out. They haven't looked at if they want to work out from home versus working out at a, you know, a workout facility. So they've done no planning. And if you don't plan something, it's not going to really get done. So planning, it's a great idea to start with.
And by planning, too, you might just have this plan in your head, but you really physically, would you suggest, you know, physically write down in your calendar and get an alarm,
people.
It does no good to put it in the calendar if you miss it every day like me. Put that alarm setting on so that you see
so
your
true.
Plan.
Right.
You see your plan, pop up on your phone, right? So, yeah. Or maybe
absolutely.
You have a chalkboard, big chalkboard, write it out. So write
totally.
Your plan out.
Writing down
okay.
your goals.
Have the plan.
Yeah, you're right. Writing down your goals, though, are a huge part of your plan. Writing it down makes you more successful at anything. So that's a really great great thing to suggest, too, yes. And, you know, we all feel renewed in January. We all feel refreshed and renewed, and we start having all these great ideas, like, I want to stop smoking. I want to eat healthier. I want to work out. I want to become a better person. And we throw and pile all these things on ourselves. So that just leads to stress. You know, we need to pick one behavior at a time that we want to change and work on that before we change to another behavior. You know, we're not little robots. You can't program us to change and we change like that. We have to change things slowly, and we have to work on them. So be gentle on yourself and take one behavior at a time that you want to change. That way you're not so overwhelmed and you don't feel like you're failing at things. And then once you've conquered one change, then move on to the next one. You know, a lot of people I've heard lately have said they want to cut out their late night snacking or they want to stop eating dessert after dinner. And, you know, they'll just cut out the dessert altogether. And I think that's tough to do. So, you know, I suggested maybe having a piece of fruit after dinner versus having a piece of pie after dinner. And that seems to help a little bit more. So you still get that sugar, mm-hmm. but it's a different kind of sugar afterwards. So, you know, change things in a small way.
Well, even fitness experts like Jocelyn Shook have behaviors they changed in the past. And I know for a fact that you used to, I want to point out to people, because you're human too, and you had to start, you started small. You used to have a bowl of ice cream every night. Is that right? I remember.
Oh,
you
100% right. A bowl of ice cream every night since I was 16 years old. No, I stopped last February. You know, I'm not a humongous resolution person. I believe when you find something that you don't like, you change it then instead of waiting, you know, for January 1st. So I kind of missed the boat on this one last year, but I thought, you know, this is a great way for me to get my cholesterol down and start being healthy was to probably cut out the bowl of vanilla ice cream every night. So after doing it for 22 years, I decided it was probably time to change that. That's funny that you remember that, Dolly. That's cute.
How hard was that for you? I know that's kind of big. Did you
was
start small
because,
or did you go cold turkey?
I did start small. So I used to have like two scoops every night. I put the kids to bed mm-hmm. and then I would have these two scoops. And then when I was in, you know, college, I would have one, you know, after I did my homework. It was almost like my reward to myself, which I think food obviously should not be a reward. I think that's hard to pull yourself away from. But I did one scoop a night for 2 weeks. Then I went to half a scoop. And then I eventually just said, you know what, this is crazy. I can't be eating this anymore. So I just stopped. But you're right, it wasn't so cold turkey. I had to really kind of wean myself off of it, which was funny. It was almost like smoking, like I needed it. Like I really felt more complete when I had it. So I feel good now. I don't even think about it at night. And then I did go to fruit after dinner, but now I'm not even having fruit after dinner. I try to keep my fruit to morning and mid-afternoon, and then I'm done with fruit for the day. So, I feel a lot much better. I don't feel like I have crazy dreams at night, and I feel like I met my resolution, so I feel more successful for sure. So it's good. So
I love that when you told me that. That is so, so key. And for me, starting small is changing. So changing one behavior at a time, starting small, getting out there and working out. And instead of going to the gym thinking I'm going to be there 2 hours and dreading, you know, like spending a good portion of my day there, I worked out for a half hour beginning of the new year. So that
these
was my
awesome.
Starting small tip for you.
That's great.
Okay, so what
That's
else
great.
Can we do to stick to this New Year's resolution or get back on track?
Yeah, like talking about it. So, you know, sometimes we keep all these resolutions in our head or ideas in our head. But when you talk about it, you make yourself more accountable. So you start to say, hey, Dolly, my goal this year is going to be to lose weight. And you hearing that, if I go to dinner with you the next night and I have, you know, two steaks and three desserts, you're going to say to me, hey, Jocelyn, you know, yesterday I told you about your resolution. Maybe you should scale back a little bit. You know, it almost gets us a little bit of guilt and that kind of stuff, and it makes us more accountable. So I think that's one thing is sharing with others what your goal is and what your resolution would be for the year. Have you heard of accountability?
Nice to say those are the kind of friends. What's that?
Yes. Have you heard of accountability groups? I know you were in one of mine a few months ago, but have you heard of that before, this group? Have you ever heard of accountability groups before?
No, I never heard about accountability groups, and I would say that they are really, really good if you can get a part of them. And Jocelyn, you have them, right? So it might be a good opportunity just to break here, say we are talking to Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness, and we're working on tips. We're talking about tips to keep your New Year's resolutions or, you know, if that fell by the wayside, how to get back on track. Mm-hmm. And she's got accountability groups. You can find her on the web. She's got a website, firstcomesfitness.com, and on Facebook. And that's where you'll find those accountability groups. So check them out. Will you tell us a little bit about those accountability groups before we jump back into tips to keeping your resolution?
Absolutely. So I run free groups and I run more aggressive, you know, paid groups. And what I do in these groups is I motivate you to try to get you to work out, and I check on you. So I am saying, you know, last night I had a 65-year-old gentleman that's battling diabetes, and he's 240 pounds. And over the past 2 weeks, he's lost, honestly lost 20 pounds, which is unbelievable. I can't believe he lost that much weight. But he really has changed his diet, cut out sodas, all that stuff. So I'm checking on these people and making sure that they're doing well and giving them tips and tricks. The accountability group, you're in a group of other people that are in the same boat as you. And so you're cheering each other on. You're supporting each other. You're presenting issues or problems that you might have. And then the others in the group, including myself, are giving you ideas. So last week we were talking about pressure cookers. I've never even heard of a pressure cooker before. So that was a whole discussion that we all had together about what they are and how they're good for us. And, you know, and then we had one last week that, you know, a woman was battling depression and she really wanted to lose 50 pounds by the mid-year, which I think is a lofty goal. But we're all helping her and supporting her. And she kind of had a slip-up last week and she was really upset with herself. But, you know, we all were rallying with her and helping her to kind of stay on track. So it's kind of like a group for support as well as kind of motivation. So they're really successful. You become more successful being in these groups than doing it solo.
Absolutely. And I really didn't contribute much in the way of input other than a few likes here and there, but I got so much out of it. So even if you're not one that wants to share, you still can get stuff out of this by going on Jocelyn Shook's First Come Fitness site page on Facebook. Check it out. All right, let's get back to New Year's resolution, how to stick to it or get back on track. We are on number four, the fourth tip you have here. Write down your goals or make a dream board. I think we've mentioned writing it down under number one, the plan, but this, you know, really, I love this idea of a dream board. We should talk more about that too.
Yeah.
What is a dream board?
A dream board is a visual of what you want to complete or what you want to do. So they have really cool apps now that you actually, free apps that you can actually download making your own dream board, which is pretty awesome. Or you can make one on out of pen and paper or out of like really nice, you know, like a thicker construction paper or board. My husband and I are doing ours this weekend. We talked about it so much, and he finally last night was like, Jocelyn, you need to just do one. So I made mine with one of my groups.
Your husband's going to do one? Wow.
Yes.
That's
awesome. So we know that it's going to help us succeed in what we want to achieve this next year. And it can be anything on the dream boards. Like, we want to redo our kitchen. We have linoleum flooring, and we have peeling countertops. And, you know, all the rest of our house is redone but our kitchen, because it's a very huge task in undertaking with four kids to really do a kitchen. And we eat at home every night. Like, we cook every night. So we're just afraid to do the kitchen. So I think we're just going to bite the bullet this year, this summer, and get it done. So that's on our dream board to succeed with. So it could be anything on the dream board, but it's great to have a visual of what you want to accomplish. And it sits there and reminds you every day, whether you have it on your lock screen on your phone or you have it a piece of paper hung up in your bathroom or in the kitchen, but you look at it and you look at the goals that you have for the year. You should cut out pictures or find pictures off the web, and you basically just put them up there with wording or quotes or whatever just makes you happy and fulfills you. And that's what you want to include. You have a visual every day of what you want to succeed in. Having those dream boards will make you more successful. So I would definitely recommend one if you haven't made one before. Very helpful.
I love that tip. I've never made a dream board. Maybe sort of, kind of. And when I was in college, I made a dream board book of pictures of places I want to go to in Europe. And that was in my first couple of years of college. And then my senior year, I finally went, and I went to every place that I cut out a picture of, you know, Notre Dame.
How cool.
The cathedrals. And I did that, and that was for a trip. But I can totally see how this would happen. Right now, for my dream board, you know what I would put up there? Because I'm going to be going on vacation next month. I would be putting up women with bikinis.
Oh, yes.
Hey, you want to get in that bikini next month? You better not have that cake. I have such a sweet tooth at night. So that would help me, for sure.
We should talk about that for next month.
Write down your goals.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? The bikini?
Well, we can talk maybe like the sweet tooth, or like, you know, how to curb that at night, because I have the same problem. There's a way to kind of that little, you know, after dinner snacking and being bored and munching and all that stuff. So we can talk about that next month. That would be a good one.
Oh, right. Yeah, I like that. Okay, let's move on. We want to
so,
get some more tips.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we look at resolutions as 1 year, right? And I think that's very daunting. You know, we say, I want to be a better person. I'm going to make it January 1st, and by next year, January, I'm going to be a different person. That is a long time. 365 days is a long time. So setting milestones or setting small little mile markers will, and breaking that year up, will really help you succeed. So you just touched on the Dolly. Like, you want to be ready in a bikini by next month, and you're already, like, more than half of there with your whole program that you've been doing. So, like, that's not that far off. But if you just started the program yesterday and you want to have it be succeeded by next month, that's kind of a lot, right? If you're looking to lose, like, which I know you're not, but 70 pounds, and you say, I want to be in a bikini in a month, that's unrealistic. You have to set realistic milestones. So you are definitely ready to go in a month from now. That's definitely a great milestone. But say you think, I want to eliminate my nighttime sweet cravings by Easter, that's a great thing to have. That's a great milestone to have. That's totally realistic, you know. So those milestones are a great way of succeeding, and they break things up, so you can definitely attack them at an easier rate. There's a, can you hear me okay, Dolly?
Yeah, I hear you. Did you have a brain fart like I do sometimes on the air?
No, I just didn't want to. I thought you were about to start talking sometimes. No, 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 I'm all good.
No,
nope,
I'm listening.
I get those in the evening.
Maybe I was breathing too heavy.
No, 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 you're great. In the evening when the kids talk to me about, go ahead, sorry. I get those.
This woman is
no,
so
no, no,
sharp. That's why you ought to work out. You know what? You get. That's another benefit of working out. You don't have that fuzzy brain. Like I was just teasing you about. You don't.
I know, but you
were being just too polite, and you thought I was ready to talk. So we were talking about your milestones.
Yes. There is a book that my husband and I are both reading. It's called The 12-Week Year, and it really actually helps support this idea of basically breaking up your goals within, you know, every few months, basically. So the 12-week year in that book is designed to truly break up your goals. Every 12 weeks, you should hit these little goals, or little mini goals, as they describe them. So that's kind of a great book if you're looking for a book to pick up this year, the 12-week year. And I think that's a really good book to kind of, you know, help yourself attack your goals a little bit easier. So I like that book a lot. That's been helping us to kind of figure out what we want to do. But that's a great way of setting milestones and maybe even picking up a book that helps you understand why that's important.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, the book is called 12-Week Year. Do you know who the author is?
No, but I can look it up. And I knew that you'd ask that. So I had that last night.
No,
my husband had my tablet last night, so he was looking at that or reading it last night. I'll find it for you real quick.
You know what I can also do? I can post it on Facebook for anyone who's interested, and we'll get it up there for you. So in case you're wondering what this book is all about.
I got it. It's
okay,
by Brian,
so we're setting milestones.
Brian Moran.
Brian Moran. Okay. So
yeah,
we're setting milestones,
and
writing down our goals. How about making an I dream board, talking about it, change one behavior at a time, starting small, and have a plan. We went a little backwards there. Now we have a tip number 6.
Yes. A lot of people really start attacking themselves. So I'm trying to tell you, don't be so hard on yourself. Things take time. Change takes time. And change is not easy. So a lot of people will say things like, you know, I've talked a million times about the diet or exercise, but I want to stop eating ice cream every night, or I want to stop eating my brownies every night. And then I go, you know, 2-3 weeks without having sugar, or 2 weeks without having a brownie. And then they eat two, you know, and then they get upset. I can't do this. You know, I'm stupid. They're just kind of, you know, hurting themselves by saying these negative things. Take that opportunity to learn from it. So even though you made this little mistake or a little, you know, a little mishap, don't beat yourself up over it. Try to learn from it. So, Jocelyn, what did I do that day? Oh, my gosh. I didn't eat all day long, or I missed my dinner. So of course, the brownie was appetizing to you. So look at what you had happen that day, you know, and then change it, because obviously the mishap was surrounded by some other situation. So look at the big picture and then change it and keep moving forward. Stop thinking about that time that you made a mistake, or that time that you, you know, were faulty. It doesn't matter. Change it, make it positive, and move on. right? That's how you want to keep moving forward.
Yeah, quickly move on. Good tip. Quickly move on. Don't be so hard on yourself. Be kind to yourself, people. And quickly move on. Hurry up. Finish that last brownie and quickly move on. I love that tip.
Oh, I love it.
Finally, our last tip of the day.
Yes. I really am a firm believer of celebrating any success that you have, whether it be big or small. So if your goal was to finish your kitchen, goodness, have a glass of champagne and enjoy yourself and celebrate, or have a big party over at your home after you're done with it. If your goal was to lose 10 pounds by March, do not celebrate with food. Celebrate with things like clothing or new purse or something that you would maybe even wanting to do, but something like that, more tangible. So you slip on those skinny jeans that you bought for losing your 10, 15 pounds. You look at yourself and say, wow, I deserve those. I worked for those. I look great in these. Those are great successes to really celebrate every time that you've had a success with something like that. But I think that other people reward themselves with food. Food is not a reward. Yes, it's a sweet treat sometimes, but don't think of it as a reward. My family was all about going for ice cream after we had great success. And I think that's why the nightly ice cream was like a pat on my back every night. After my dad passed away, I started that little issue with nighttime ice cream. I think that had a lot to do with emotional things for me. So food and success really shouldn't go together because it's a really hard one to break. So find other things that are more tangible. So if you want to, if your goal was to lose 100 pounds and 9 months later you celebrated along the way, but 9 months later you succeeded at that, go and do something fun like laser tag or rock climbing or something adventurous with some people. Go on a trip to Arizona. Pick something fun that you can have in your hand and memories to hold that will stick with you longer than a piece of food. So I really think those are really great ideas to stick to it. And maybe I'm hoping you wrote this stuff down, but this would be really helpful to kind of pick out. And actually, after the show, I'll make a little list on my First Come Fitness page of these goals, and you can refer back to them of, my 7 tips, ideas to help your resolution stick, and you can refer back to them on my website so that you have it. Yeah, I love it.
Lucky number 7. Lucky 7. We've got 7 awesome tips here to get you back on track if you let your New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside. Get back on track or keep going. Keep going, folks. You can do it. Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness, thank you so much. Hey, next month in our Good For You segment, she's going to be back, and we're going to talk about how to stop snacking after dinner or that late-night snacking. I know there are a lot of people out there that love the late-night snack, and my quick answer is go to sleep or have a cup of tea. But no, Jocelyn's got a whole list. She's got her list, maybe 7 list points long. I like that, how we always get that 7 in there, about what you can do to stop that snacking. So that will be next month in our Good For You segment. That will be coming up. And then are we also going to talk about what to do first thing in the morning before and after a workout next month?
Yeah, we could. What time we have next time? I think there's a lot we could talk
there's
about.
There's so many great ideas.
So many great things to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to share all this stuff with people. I think that sometimes we get in a rut and we have a hard time asking for help or finding the help that we need. And that's why I love being a coach. I think this is helpful to really kind of have someone to reach out to immediately and get your answers and your success within that group. So I love it. It's great. It's been really great.
Yeah. Well, I just love having you on the show, Jocelyn. So thanks again,
Holly,
for stopping over with some great ideas to keep us on track. You're the best. All right. Check out
Jocelyn so much.
First Comes Fitness on the web and on Facebook. First Comes Fitness, Jocelyn Shook. You got it. S-H-O-O-K. Well, have
thanks,
a great
Holly,
day
so
with
much.
All those kiddos over there.
We'll
see you next
so
time.
Much.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.